Saint Justin, who we remember today, was born around the year 103 of pagan parents at Neapolis or Shechem in Samaria, the site of Jacob's well. He was very well educated and applied himself in particular to the study of philosophy, always with one object, that he might come to know God. He sought this knowledge among the contending schools of philosophy, but in vain. And finally, God appeased the thirst that he himself had put into Justin. One day, while Justin was walking on the beach, meditating on the thought of God, there was this majestic old man who met him, and he questioned him concerning his doubts. When he had made Justin admit that the ancient philosophers taught nothing certain about God, the elderly man told him of the writings of the inspired prophets of Israel and of Jesus Christ, whom they announced. St. Justin himself relates that, how this man counseled him to seek the light and the understanding of God through prayer. And he said, for none, can understand these things. And he told him, if God and his Christ do not, if Christ and his God do not give them to the person themselves. The scriptures and the constancy of the Christian martyrs let St. Justin, from the inadequacy of human reason to the light of faith. His conversion occurred between 132 and 137. And in his zeal for the faith, he traveled extensively to Greece, Asia Minor, Italy, gaining many converts. And it's believed that he was ordained a priest, or at least a deacon. St. Justin wrote, I have resolved that in all I say, my only purpose will be to speak the truth. I will say it without fear and any other consideration, even if I should have at the same hour to be cut up into pieces. And in Rome, he did indeed seal his testimony with his blood, and along with four of his disciples under the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. And the account of their interrogation has been preserved, for then as now, there were court stenographers who wrote down the words of the judges and the witnesses and the accused. And the early Christians paid money, for the right to copy these records. So we read the account in today's Office of Readings, and at one point the prefect Rusticus said to St. Justin, so do you think that by dying you will enter heaven and be rewarded by God? And St. Justin responded, I do not think, I know. I know this to be a fact. And so the five Christians, he and his disciples, were condemned to be scourged and then beheaded. And some of the writings of St. Justin are still preserved to this day, just as they're just as pertinent, you know, today as when he wrote them. And as the patron saint of philosophers, St. Justin inspires us to use, you know, our natural powers of knowledge and understanding in the service of Christ, you know, to build up the Christian life within us, because we're, our fallen human nature is prone to error, especially in reference to the deep questions, you know, concerning life and existence. So we should be willing, you know, to correct and check our natural thinking in the light of divine truth. Thus we'll be able to say with the saints of the church, you know, I believe in order to understand, and I understand in order to believe. St. Justin once wrote that philosophy is the knowledge of that which exists and a clear understanding of the truth. And happiness is the reward of such knowledge and understanding. So today we pray to Saint Joseph, Saint Justin, for that love of the truth and the willingness to suffer any consequences in defending that truth.